Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn. Started talking about yesterday's program, six ways to get better in 2020, and basing this off a book called Stay Positive by John Gordon and Daniel Decker. And if you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to go check out our website, hopeishere.today. It's hopeishere.today, only 14 minutes long. But the two points that I started with yesterday about ways to get better in 2020, one, be humble and hungry. And second, focus on your strengths and what matters most. And we were just about wrapping that up, but I want to add one other piece of information on that second way to get better in 2020, on focus on your strengths and what matters most. You know, when you say what matters most, Greg, well, people do. People do. The Bible says that we are made in the image of God. Therefore, I want to encourage you. In fact, I want to challenge you today. When you're making decisions, say, will this honor God, and how can I bless someone else today with my decisions? I mean, we are blessed to be a blessing. That could be financially, and that's great, but you know, not a lot of people can write checks and extra checks and bless people financially, yet it's okay to make money. It's all right to do that. God blesses his kids to be a blessing to others. But you know what? We have some people have the gift of hospitality, and they can open up their home to let other people come in, host a Bible study, or just have a friend for coffee. Some people are really great listeners. I mean, there's not many of those, but I've got a couple of friends that are like that. I'm so thankful for them, and it's one of the areas that I'm wanting to grow in 2020 is be a better listener. And you say, you know, what matters most? Well, people do. Because God, you know, we're creating his image. And I love that quote. It says, people may forget what you said. They may even forget what you did. But they will never forget how you made them feel. Isn't that good? People may forget what you said. They may even forget what you did. But they will never forget how you made them feel. And I remember when I was getting started in ministry and I had lunch with Wayne Smith, and he just said, you know, Greg, sometimes there's going to be situations you've got to go visit a family that's lost a child unexpectedly, or somebody's had an unexpected death or a job loss or just some really painful things that happen in people's lives, unfortunately. And you're going to not know what to say, and you'll want to be in, you'll possibly be in fear, and Satan will say, well, you don't want to go. What are you going to say? And he used to say that to me sometimes is, Greg, you don't need to worry about what you say. People aren't going to remember what you said. They're just going to remember that you were there. And I've had to tell this to people, and I learned this from Wayne too, that sometimes when they've had just an unexpected loss, whether it's through a loved one or a job or just something brutal's happened, it's extremely painful in their life. But just simply say these words that I learned from Wayne. I'm so sorry for what you're going through, and I just want you to know, because you hurt, I hurt. I'll say it again. I want you to know that I'm so sorry about what's happened, and I want you to know, because you hurt, I hurt. And I've never forgotten that, hearing that almost 20 years ago. And I want to say to you today, maybe you need to make a phone call or a text. One encouragement, I think phone calls are great when we can just hear somebody else's voice. You get the voicemail, just leave that. Just want to let you know I'm thinking and I'm praying about you, praying for you, and I'm thinking about you. And I want you to know, because you hurt, I hurt. So it's a great way of just letting people know I'm with you. And the Bible says to weep with those who weep and to rejoice with those who rejoice. So I want to encourage you today, send a text to somebody that you know maybe is in a season of weeping. Usually people are there when you're rejoicing, but sometimes they're not. And so maybe it is somebody's got a promotion or something great that's went on in their life, and just send them a quick text or phone call letting them know that you're thinking about them. All right, a third way that we can get better in 2020 is tune out distractions. I really like this one. Tune out distractions. Psalm 46:10 is a verse that's really been challenging me over the last several years. It says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Friends, for you to be able to know God, you got to be still sometimes. I haven't got to go for over 3 years, and I hope in 2020 that I'm going to get to go to the ocean. I love to sit on the beach and just listen to the ocean and just spend time with God. Nothing else, no radio, no TV, no social media, just me and God listening to the waves and just look at the beautiful creation that he has made. And, you know, the enemy have put a lot of things to distract you. A lot of them are good things. But I want to encourage us. We're just in the middle of January. It's still a good time to start new habits, break old habits, and replace those with good new habits. But maybe to turn that TV off more and the social media, spend less time off that and just spend more time with God. And, you know, there's a lot of good things. I love sports, okay? There's a lot of great hobbies that people have, like golf for a lot of people and concerts, and there's nothing wrong with any of those things. But I also want to remind you, if there's things that are distracting you, that you may need to address some of those and maybe just kind of get a better balance. And when people hear that word, oh, goodness, and you know, I heard somebody say this once, what is balance in somebody's life? Well, I think it's always kind of like, you remember the seesaw when we were on the playground as kids, you know, up and down. You're trying to get that balance sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you're too high in one area and you got to go, oh, we got to get a little more balance there than some other area of life. I just think it's always about adjusting, making adjustments in our life. But one of the big ways you do that is by tuning out distractions. And we all know what those are. Maybe it's, you know, hey, you know, I'm not going to, one of the things I did several years ago was I just got rid of the TV that was in my bedroom because I found myself watching TV too late. So when I made the decision to leave the downstairs of my house, I did not turn the TV back on, because when I went to my bedroom to get ready to go to bed, then I knew I was ready to go to sleep and not do other things like watch TV. And that could be a distraction there. So just want to encourage you just to kind of maybe say, God, ask this, Lord, show me what it is that maybe is a distraction in my life and is keeping me from being all that you want me to be in 2020. The fourth thing I want to share with you is see life and people as teachers you can learn from every day. If we're going to get better in 2020, I think that's a really good thing to process each day, to see life and people as teachers you can learn from every day. And we talked about this earlier, that focusing on your strengths and what matters most is one of the ways that you can have a better 2020. Well, one of the things is we can always learn from people, and other people have strengths that we don't have. And I can remember my mom used to come in and wake me up for school when I was a kid and say, she would quote Psalm 118, verse 24. She'd open the shade and say, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Well, got to be honest, I didn't really feel like rejoicing, and I wasn't really happy the Lord had made that day because I had to get up and go to school. I wanted to sleep in. But you know what? I'm so thankful my mom did that. And sometimes I would moan or like, "No, Mom, quit saying that." And she'd still say it every morning. But you know what? I knew that verse by heart because I had a mom that shared that verse. "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." In fact, I got that and I had that put on something I could sit on my desk. So I would see that every day when I sat down on, when I was in the grocery business and owned a supermarket, then I went through the flood, bankruptcy, divorce. Then when I went into full-time ministry, was executive pastor of church, I took that same piece and placed it right there on my desk. And no matter what was going on, I was going to rejoice in it because this is the day the Lord has made. And we only get 365 of those. And only 168 hours in every week. And I really want to have a different outlook and look at people. And, you know, we can always learn stuff from every day, everything. Unfortunately, a lot of times we don't change until something painful happens. But you know what? It's good that we're different. and maybe people don't see things the way we do or look at them. I can remember as a kid, you know, we had vanilla ice cream, then chocolate or strawberry, then they wind up making Neapolitan, where there was a row of each one in that carton of ice cream. Just thought that was great. And then this new company started called Baskin-Robbins, and they had 31 flavors. I'm like, oh, my goodness, 31 flavors? I mean, there's more flavors besides vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry? And, man, we'd go in there, and you could get little sample spoons. You'd see something, and I remember getting the little sample spoons and trying some things like, oh, I really liked it. Others, nah, not so much. But pralines and cream, chocolate mint, cookies and cream, I started getting other flavors that I liked because they were different. And it was just always interesting to hear what people's favorite flavors were. And then we would start getting ice cream cakes. And my mom would ask, what type of ice cream would you want it? And my siblings and I, we all had different things. And for a while there, I got chocolate mint ice cream with the chocolate cake made. And I'd be honest, some of the people, you know, my family were like, oh, come on, man, get something different. I'm not feeling that. But you know what? I liked it. I don't want it every day. Every week, but I did like having it at my birthday. All right, we've shared four ways from the book Stay Positive, how we can get better in 2020, six ways. The first one was be humble and hungry. The second was focus on your strengths and what matters most. The third one was tune out distractions. Then we just talked about see life and people as teachers you can learn from every day. And love that Jesus, you know, they called him Rabbi, which means teacher. And so, man, let's learn more from Jesus this year in 2020. Number five is help others get better. You know, take people along with you on the journey. I saw a book and didn't read it all, but it was called Never Eat Lunch Alone. In other words, you get that hour for lunch a lot of times and have lunch with somebody. One, you can learn from them. Maybe they can learn from you and just be productive with that 1 hour. And, you know, that's how you get better. But as I start to get older and on the other side of 50, it'd be 55 in June, it's hard for me to realize that because I don't feel that old. But, you know, what kind of legacy am I going to leave? And I heard a story one time, a guy shared at a funeral that, you know, you go out to the cemetery, on every tombstone there's a birth date, and then there's the date where somebody died. And in between those two numbers, the date and the month and the day, is a dash. And he said, I want to ask you, what are you doing with your dash? What will be said about what you did with your dash? And I want to ask you that as we're in 2020. What will you do with your dash? Can you help others get better, just maybe even one person? Wouldn't that be an awesome thing? Just ask God to show you, and we can all help at least one person. Last but not least, in six ways to get better in 2020, care more, put more time, effort, and passion into your work and life. And that is just kind of explains itself. But, man, as followers of Jesus, why don't we care more? Why don't we put more effort and passion to our work and life? Because, you know, people want to see a sermon before they want to hear a sermon. And I don't care whether you're 12 or you're 92 listening to this today. If you still got breath, God wants to use you. However, we have to choose to care more and put time, effort, and passion to our work and life every day. Let's all get better in 2020. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.